All right, I'm going to mail out this one. 8 for nothing, or 9 for nothing, or more. 5, 6, 7, 3, 1. So you have to, there's no way around it unless we start saying, okay, we can't release a whole note on the end of one, so we'll make it an eighth note. No, we can't do that. You've got to be aware. You see the rest coming. The rest should say the note before it needs to get released on the end of three and, so we can rest for four and. Otherwise, it gets really cluttered, and the phrasing gets to be, you know, it starts overlapping one another. You know, we're creating these run-on sentences. So you've got to be aware, you see that rest. It should tell you, okay, I've got to release that. If the rest is on four, that note before, I've got to take the breath on the and of three. Three and, three and, three and, go. Okay, let's take it from the top. Somebody was offside.
Thank you.
to memorize the music, which is really important, but it's also important to play the right phrasing. And you can't tongue the D to the B. C, B, D, B, A, do, we, do, we, do. And everybody hung over at measure 14. I feel like I shouldn't put any rests in here at all anymore. I mean, it's an opportunity to breathe, but it's an opportunity to... This statement stops, this statement starts. This statement stops, and right now this statement is going into this statement that just started. It's called musicianship. It's way more than just notes and rhythms, okay?